My kid had handed me the bottle of Nair and not my shampoo. But that's a different story. Welcome, welcome. It is Monday night. Welcome to MCU Mondays. We're glad you're here. It's a great night. We've got X-Men 97. I know I'm without my beard tonight, and I blame my youngest for that. I was trimming everything back, and he said, why don't you just shave it off? He said, shave it off. I've never seen you without a beard. And so I shaved it off, and then he laughed at me, and he said, yeah, you look funny. Put it back. And I said, gonna have to wait.
That's why you don't listen to kids.
You're gonna have to wait. Anyway, I am your host, David. Welcome to MCU Mondays. We're here to talk about the MCU and whatever else comes to our mind. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been nice for the last 3 days. 70 degrees.
Yes. One more.
I think yesterday it was almost 80, so it was a heat wave here.
It's been the same here. It's been very nice. I've been enjoying it. Also with us tonight, as he usually is Mr. Andrew. Well, I say as he usually is. He's ducked out the last couple of 2 or 3 weeks. But Andrew, mm-hmm. Andrew, how are you this evening? It looks like somebody made you shave your beard off too, yes?
Oh, yep. You know, I had to, that's why I had to take a little bit of a break. You know, I was a little camera shy without it, you know.
Yeah, all that peach fuzz.
Good to be back. But yeah, all that 2 seconds, you know, it takes 3 weeks to grow out, 2 seconds to cut off, you know, shave off. And...
Also with us tonight, a very special guest. Now you're on War of the Stars, correct?
That's
War
correct,
of the Stars,
yes.
From the War of the Stars podcast, Mr. John Tolley. John, how are you this evening?
Well, let me just say, after that episode, I am still not okay. Other than that, I'm good. Great weather here again, just like Debbie said. You know, it's just been fun, and yeah, fun here to talk a little something different than I usually talk about. Usually we're always talking Star Wars, whether it's on War of the Stars or Star Wars Through the Eyes of a Child. It's Star Wars. So
that's
it's
a great show, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I have really enjoyed that. I saw the first couple of 2 or 3 episodes, and I really like that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I had honestly thought about doing something like that with Luke back when he was younger, and then he turned into a teenager. And I mean, obviously, Lego collector. So we were going to do a series where we did, you know, a Lego set, and this is what an adult mm-hmm. collector thinks, and here's what a child collector thinks. And then Luke grew up, and Dad was not cool anymore, so can't do stuff with Dad anymore. You know how it is. You know how it is. But anyway. So, we have got a lot of stuff tonight. We've got the episode, Remember It. We also have a mid-season trailer. So, this is going to be stuff. We might have seen some of this stuff. I haven't looked at the trailer yet. Debbie, you sent it to me this afternoon. I've been very busy at work today, so I didn't get a chance to look at it. So, this will be a first time for me. We're going to look at the mid-season trailer. And kind of do a react on that, see what that one looks like. But for right now, I think we need to run our theme song. I think that sounds like a good idea. So here we go. Let's run the theme song. Awesome.
Impressive.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I sit down and make a new opening theme song. So if I get the urge on a Saturday afternoon and have nothing better to do. So anyway, that's our theme song. I didn't write the music. I didn't sing the song, but I compiled the video editing. So let's take a look now at the, we've got the mid-season preview. So basically we're about halfway through X-Men 97. Now, John, I want to get your thought on this because we Debbie and Andrew and I have already kind of talked about this. Do you think we're going to get another season of this just based on since the creator was, I don't want to say he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah. I have an update on that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. As soon as chapter 5 or episode 5 came out, he reappeared mm-hmm. on social media and was posting content about episode 5.
Really?
So
he also had a cameo in this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Him and the other producer or writer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, or the producer, because what I watched, they said he was showrunner. So I'm not sure if there's a difference between a producer and showrunner, but
I'd always thought he was the creator.
Creator.
Basically, yeah. Basically, mm-hmm. That was kind of his baby, where he was a fan of the show back in the 90s, and he said, "I'm gonna bring it back." And
well, I mean, before we get into the trailer, I'll go out on a limb and say, even as a Star Wars fan, I think this is some of the best thing that Disney Plus has put out. Like, this show to me is at least this episode was one of the best single episodes I think that they've, as far as the animated shows that they put out.
Like, I agree.
Not Resistance?
No, not Resistance.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Resistance is of course, that's the greatest.
Of course. It's like the best thing anywhere. Greatest.
Nothing can beat it. Nothing can beat it.
Yeah. I'm going to quit the show because...
All right. Well, let's take a look at the mid-season trailer, and then we'll jump right into the episode, just because. And like I said, I haven't seen this yet. Debbie sent it to me, and I've seen maybe the first like 2 seconds. So, and that was just while I was downloading the video. So let's take a look.
You have to get everyone out. He's coming.
If only you knew the future we have in store.
While you X-Men have been holding hands, we've been placing dominoes.
Think there's really going to be a war?
We shall not live our days wondering if we could have saved more.
We face this as we always have. Together.
The cap shield?
Yep.
Wow.
I want it now.
All right. So, honestly, it looks like Sinister. Is Sinister going to be like the big bad in this season?
I'm worried this is a bait and switch. Like, we're going to see, like, because he does. I don't know if he's. I don't know.
Because, you know, in the first series, Apocalypse was kind of like Thanos. He was kind of always in the background, just kind of controlling everything. Yeah. And then when it came time for him to appear, it was like, here he is, and we're going to go nuts with it.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, because, I mean, Sinister played a role in that last series, but it seems like he's taking a bigger, larger step into things this time. Oh, poor Remy. Anyway, I'm excited. Yes, and it looks like we're going to get Cap. Maybe this will be how... I don't know. How are they going to tie this in with the MCU in general?
Well, in the comics, didn't Cap and Wolverine team up?
Yeah, they fought together in the World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that looked like Wolverine's feet.
Yeah.
There by
Yeah. Yeah, because Logan was part of the Howling Commandos, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
I want to say he was.
I don't remember him in the original, in the first movie.
He wasn't in the movie, but in the comics, he was, I think, in one of the comics, or at least I know in the comics he fought with in the World War II alongside Cap. Hmm. And I believe he was in the Commandos.
Hang on, I'm looking it up right now.
So does that mean his brother was too, Sabretooth?
I think so.
Because they fought all the wars together, I thought.
I could be wrong.
Yes, actually he was. So it looks like, and this is just reading from like Google, Howling Commandos appear in the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, led by series original character and Nick Fury's father, Jack Fury, and consisting of Dum-Dum Dugan, Gabe Jones, Rebel Ralston, Izzy Cohen, Dino Manelli, Pinky Pinkerton, and Wolverine. Unofficially reunited by General Sawyer, Sergeant Fury's Howling Commando. So it looks like in some form or another, yes. This is saying that it was in Earth 8096. So, somewhere in the multiverse.
Yeah.
And would they carry it over into the cartoon? Sure, why not? Sure. I mean, they've been taking a lot of stuff from the comic books into into this show. So, if you haven't noticed already.
Yes, I have.
They have been, so. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this this episode. Now, I've got to say, you said this was one of the best episodes, and while I agree it ended well, I thought the first half of this was just boring.
I didn't
care for it at all. The whole thing with you've got two parts of this, and one of them is in the first part you've got three things happening. You've got Magneto wanting Rogue to rule Genosha with him, them bringing up the fact that Magneto is going to rule Genosha, so you've got all the Genosha politics going on. You've got the love triangle between Rogue and Magneto and Gambit, and then you've got Cyclops is just a putz.
He's an asshole.
I mean, really.
I still don't like him. Didn't like him in the movies, don't like him here.
And it's really bad, too, because Jean catches him cheating. I mean, literally cheat, an emotional affair, but can you be cheating with Jean when you're cheating on Jean with Jean?
Jean? Yeah, that was weird. I don't know who. Yeah, that was just that was really weird. I'm not sure how that.
I mean, I get that there's more of an emotional attachment to
Madeline.
Well, we'll call her Madeline because that's what she wants to call herself now, and that's fine. And that's because they had a child together.
Yeah.
Now,
and as far and that's the whole is we, you know, no one knows, like even Jean doesn't know, like when did the switch happen? You know, how long was Madeline Jean? How long was I and Nicole? Even Scott doesn't know, so it's like he doesn't know.
It's got to be at least more than 9 months.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
They had to get pregnant.
Math.
Math, science, and industry. I don't think we need to go through 10th grade health class again, but that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. Do it now while my mom's playing Fortnite so you can't get in trouble.
There it is. Playing the Fortnite. So, and of course, you know, Scott blows up at the reporter too.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, he goes on a tangent that I didn't see it coming. I mean, as far as from Scott, because Scott's always kind of been the Boy Scout. And then he goes on to the, you know, he wouldn't serve he wouldn't give birth because of who we are. And you people just don't understand. And we live and fight and die for you. And you don't even care. And wow. And I was like, whoa, dude, calm down. Scott's always been kind of the bigger person. And to see that from him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if we're gonna see a more of a darker, like when it starts up again, if we're gonna see a more of a darker Scott. I wonder if he's gonna be closer like Magneto.
I don't know, maybe. Don't look at me like that. In the original cartoons, he was very Boy Scout. He was very good. You know, he was always looking on the bright side, and now he's just kind of done a. And maybe that had
he's
something
at a breaking
to do
point.
That maybe that had something to do with the fact that Nathan went away.
Mm-hmm.
which again, total catch 22 on that one. I'm not going to be like my father and abandon him. Well, we need to take him to the future and get him fixed. Well, I want no part of it. I'm leaving. Wait a minute. You just said you're not going to abandon him, and then you're going to abandon him. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, then Jean catches him and they're having mind dates.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how that it seemed to me like it almost seemed to be like not necessarily something that they could, that either one of them controlled, but it just happened to be like one of them would be thinking, like she would be thinking, Madeline would be thinking of Scott, and then suddenly, oh, she appears.
Hey, I'm here.
Line. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's anything that they control.
I think it was something that because Jean asked him, she said, how long has this been? I don't know, like a month or two now. I mean, the way he said it, it was like, we've been meaning to do this. And
yeah,
it's been, and I'm like, dude, Scott, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, fess up to it. Yes, be a man and fess up to it, but don't be doing stuff like that to start with, right?
Yeah.
But again, I think he has more of an emotional attachment to Madeline than he does to
Jean
at this point. And yeah. Again, that all has to do with the fact that they've had a kid together.
Well, what do you think about what Scott said to her? When he said, do you love me or do you love the idea of me? Are you really in love with me? Or
love you both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whoa. Because I was just thinking, you know, you've got the possibility of a love triangle, and really it's just one girl. So would it just be a love? Would it? Because it's two girls, but it's really just one girl. So. That's legal, right? You're married to both of them. You can be married to both of them. It doesn't matter because they're both the same, right?
I don't know what the legality of that would be.
This is why you don't clone things, because weird stuff happens.
I guess it would be... I don't know. I'm not going to go there. Yeah.
But you know, though, too, because Gene almost did, too, with Logan.
Yeah.
Gene's all hot for Logan, too, which, I mean, Logan is, don't get me wrong, Logan is hot for Gene, but Logan has also realizes, hey, Scott's girlfriend, I'm not gonna mess with that. And really, he could get away with it because theoretically, he could say, well, Scott's really not married to her. Scott was married to Madeline. Scott had a kid with Madeline. Free game. Let's go for it kind of thing.
Yeah. Or vice versa. You could be like, you know, Madeline, hey, you're just like Jean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but see, I think Madeline has too much of an emotional attachment Scott. That's so true. I think Madeline and Scott need to get together, and then that leaves Jean and Logan. They can get together too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll be honest. I've never been a fan of any type of storyline like this of the power couple. They're just always so annoying.
I've never been a fan of it either. I hate when they do stuff like that within. You know, Superman and Lois and...
I didn't mind Superman and Lois. Like, at least the show, Superman and Lois. I like the show, Superman and Lois.
No, I'm just talking about the idea of general, the couple. Yeah. Yeah, in general.
Well, yeah. Like the power couple. Like,
Who else? Peter Parker and Mary Jane. And,
you know, Bruce Wayne and Rachel.
Good night. All right. About 9-9.
Boy, I wish my kids would do that.
Cameo.
Dad, get in here.
Have the 5-year-old cameo. and really, I mean, could you do a... I don't know. I've never enjoyed the idea of it. This is a classic example of what's the don't poop where you eat kind of thing.
They could be sister wives.
Yeah, but they're the same person. So
twin sisters?
Twin? Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and that would be like literally sister wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then Scott has to convert to Mormonism and we got all this other stuff that needs to
be. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway. and then we kind of roll into the. Well, let's talk about the whole. So you've got the triangle with Scott and Madeline and Jean, and now you've got the whole triangle with Remy and Magneto. Eric, we'll go with Eric. Eric and Rogue.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna contradict myself. I liked this. I liked the relationship. This relationship, because especially when you got with Rogue and Remy, you have that not necessarily forbidden love, but this the whole thing of they know they care about each other, you know that their hearts for each other, but and like she even said, and this is one of the first, like the first gut punch. And when you get to the end of it, it's even more of what she tells him. I can't feel you.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch all over again.
And he said, you know, it's more than just skin deep. And she, you know, not to her, but then she realizes that, you know, some things are more than skin deep and Gambit has is more than just skin deep.
What her and Magneto have is pretty much the whole
just skin deep.
Yeah. I just want to be able to touch somebody.
Yeah, it's just physical. Whereas with her and Remy, it's emotional. It's he has her heart.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea of I like the idea of Remy and Rogue myself.
Yeah.
Mainly because and I know age is just a number, but still at some point you look at it and you go, wow, when you're old enough to be her father. I mean, literally, you're old enough to be her father. Age is just a number. If you're 23 years old and you're dating somebody that's 43 years old or 45 years old, you know, wow, she is just all kinds of frisky today, isn't she? She really wants to be on this time.
She's doing. Freaking weirdo.
Look at my butt. But in my mind, I start doing the math and I'm like, wow, when you were 23 years old, she was born. She was born when you were 23 years. When she was 10, you were in your 30s. That's just,
yeah.
Oh, don't remind me.
And again, you know, oh, well, they're both of age. That's fine. He's older than she is. That's fine. But just for me, looking back on it, I'm like, ooh, that's just all kinds of,
yeah.
I don't know about all that.
There's that gap where it's like, oh, this is fine. It's like, I think for me, like my parents were 11 years apart. I think once you get to the 15 years, 20 years apart, then it starts getting, even when you're adults, it starts getting weird.
There was a bit that they did on Saturday Night Live. I think it was Saturday Night, I'm pretty sure it was, but it was called Your Future Wife.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. And if you've seen that, I'm sure if you've been on TikTok for any length of time, you've probably seen it. It's got Tina Fey and what's her name? Amy Poehler in it. And basically, they've got three guys there, and they're introducing them to their future wife. And, you know, he's the one that's standing there, and she's 12 years old today. Oh, my goodness. And he says, well, what about my other wife? Oh, well, guess what? You're going to write a novel, and in about 10 years, it's going to be a mega bestseller, and they're going to create a movie about it, and then you'll leave your wife for this little girl right here. Yeah, and how are we going to meet? Well, guess what? Your daughter is going to be friends with her in college. Oh, well, that's good. At least they'll be friends. Oh, yeah, that's going to go over real well. So, go watch it. It's hilarious. It's funny. But that's what I start looking at. I was like, they get to the last guy and he's like, this is your future wife. And they bring her out. She's 24-year-old master's student. Oh, well, that's not bad. You know, it's only a few years. Oh no, she's pregnant right now. 8 months. And in 18 years, she's going to be your future wife. Oh no.
Wow.
Oh, and then it shows his wife, you're a dead man.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Go watch it. It's hilarious. So anyway, the age thing, and did she, the idea was that they were starting up, dumb cat. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Oh.
She keeps trying to grab my hair and she's got claws.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude.
So they're trying to get Genosha in to the UN as a mutant state. They want a leader. They want Magneto, but they're kind of etchy about Magneto because Magneto was a terrorist, was considered a terrorist at some point.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, how about if I have an X-Man that leads with me or an X-Woman? Politically correct. Thank you, Deadpool 2. X-Person.
X-Person.
That wants to, and of course he picks Rogue. Now, did Rogue never said yes or no, right?
I think it was kind of, well, that conversation she had with Gambit, it kind of made it seem like she had said yes, like, but it was off camera.
Yeah.
Type of a thing.
And it never really said, I mean, she went and danced with him and then all of a sudden.
Can we talk about that dance a little bit? That was, when I was watching that with my daughter, I'm like, oh, This isn't a kid's show.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Very sensible. Yeah.
You know, the first of this episode went, you could really tell that this was not a kid. I mean, just because you had, I mean, and we'll get into that. We'll get into the meat and potatoes here in a minute. But yeah, the further this episode went along, it was like, oh, there's stuff here. This, you can't let kids watch this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So
it's kind of stuff I have to wait for my parents to go to bed at night, you know, and I watch it. You know,
I don't want to watch it with my mom phone, and dad.
Underneath my covers, you know.
Debbie doesn't care. She's like, I'll watch it. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
No, I'm kidding.
You dumb cat.
She usually does this when I'm on the couch and she's sitting up behind me on the couch. And I usually have my Indiana jacket on and I just pull my hood up and then she doesn't mess with me. But it's across the room, so I can't do anything. Could knock you off, but
yeah, do that.
With him.
So they go through the dance. Then the Sentinels show up and start blasting the.
Well, you had Cable show up before that.
Oh, you had, yes, that's right. You had Cable show up.
That for me was the first, like. There's two things that I remember just being like, oh, one was Rogue finally choosing Gambit, but the fact that Gambit never knows that he chose. And then Cable showing up and Madeline recognizing him.
Yeah. And she looked at that, saw his eyes.
Like she saw the eyes and that I'm sorry, Mom. You're just like, sorry for what? Sorry, what's going on? Yeah, and, you just had a split second of like, what is going to happen?
And then he jumped though back. They're coming. Stop the music and get out. They're coming.
Though I do wonder if they're going to use Cable as they do a lot of time with anytime you have someone who can time travel as their get out of jail free card. Like that. I mean, if they want to bring back Gambit, you have, because it seems like Cable's done this before. Like the way he's talking is like he's been there before. He's tried to stop it, but he wasn't able to. So I wonder if that's what they're going to do to bring. I personally hope not. I not to jump timelines, but even in like Bad Batch, I don't like it when they killed off, you know, last season they killed off Tech, and we've been talking about it on our show about don't bring back Tech. It makes his death worthless. I think it's the same thing for this one. Don't bring back Gambit.
I honestly thought that in that vault, that's where they had Tech and he was still alive.
Yeah,
and until they opened it up, finally we got to see inside. It was like, oh, it's just a bunch of kids. All right, it's not Tech. Yeah. We're good.
We have our own theory about that, but yeah, I'm hoping with this, they do not bring Gambit back, because I think that takes away from that ending.
But
like, him back, you know, this end of the, you know, when this season or even next season, and you have that ending with how the show ended, and you bring him back in a couple episodes, is like, well, okay, that was,
yeah,
what was the point?
But see, the problem with it is that, so if you don't, he really is, next to Wolverine, he's probably the biggest fan favorite on the team.
Yeah.
And I know that in, like, they, everybody was screaming when they made the X-Men movies. That was one thing that everybody, oh, why didn't you do Gambit? Oh, why didn't you? We needed to see Gambit. And we didn't even get Gambit until the Origins movie.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, that was like, that was horrible.
Yeah.
But, but it's such a fan favorite, and then to kill him is, you've almost got to think they're going to bring him back some way or another. I mean, even if it's, you know, we were talking about Sinister, even if it's Sinister and they're going to use Sinister's technology to clone him back to life.
Yeah. Or like I said, use time travel with Cable.
Yeah. Or... And you know what? It's a comic book. They do it all the time.
This is true. Yeah.
I mean,
there's comic book death.
Yeah. One year they killed Superman, and they were able to come up with a story to bring Superman back to life. And then all of a sudden, we're just going to kill everybody. Everybody's going to die. And everybody gets to come back to life. That'll give us a chance.
Caps
to
died. How many Caps died?
Yeah.
It sells, you know.
Yeah.
I was actually just reading my Death of Captain America comic book the other day.
Yeah.
So, you know, Caps died. Batman didn't die. He got broken.
He broke his back.
Yeah. But I mean, it's the same kind of thing where it's like, I thought you died. Oh, well, they cloned me, or I didn't really die, and I've got a healing factor. And I mean,
the only one I can think of that really truly died was the original Ms. Marvel.
Yeah. Because that's where Rogue got her power from, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and she never came. I mean, they brought back Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel, but it was a different
Ms. Marvel. Yeah.
Different person. So.
So did y'all catch the little cameo right before Cable showed up?
Hmm. Oh, the Watcher. Are you talking about the Watcher?
Yes. Yeah.
The Watcher.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Cool little Easter egg.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it when I first watched it. I saw it online, and then I went back and, you know.
Yeah, I was the same
thing. Then I saw it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you think the chances are, since we've seen Cable, that we see a certain mercenary with a mouth? Or do you think this is not the right type of show for Deadpool to show up in?
It wouldn't surprise me, but honestly, I think if they were going to try and introduce him with this, I think they should have gotten Josh Brolin to come in and voice Cable.
Yeah. I think you could even do it.
If Brolin had been voicing Cable when Cable showed up, I would have been like, we're going to get Deadpool in like the next episode or two. He's going to be there.
I think it would be hilarious. It would be such a Deadpool thing if he does show up for him to say something like, wait a minute. You don't sound anything like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. Yeah. That'd almost be the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
How did I get animated?
Or have him show up in a completely
That wasn't in the contract.
Style.
Yeah.
I think that would be hilarious. Just have him show up in like a completely different animation style and be like, oh, wait.
Oops.
Or
walk too far,
or just show up animated, and he looks at it and he said, "I thought I told him not to make the costume animated."
Yeah, no, it's literally just Deadpool from the movie. It's just Ryan Reynolds live action.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds in there. I don't know, honestly. The way this story is going, okay, so we've got a lot of drama going on. There's a lot of heartfelt stuff. I think to insert him into that somewhere,
that would be so,
that would take away from it. I think
that would. I agree. Maybe season two, if there's a season two.
If there's a spot for it, maybe season two. But
I think you're right. This is a very serious.
You could have put him in that fourth. Was it the fourth episode?
The one with Mojo. Yeah,
he might have fit in there somewhere.
I think if there was ever an episode he would have fit in, it was that one, because that was just kind of a fun.
That was horrible.
It was.
I could not stand that episode. Lost me on that. No, didn't like it at all. That was a filler episode, and it's like, we want to bring Mojo back. How are we going to do it? Well, we're going to have a filler episode, 15-minute filler.
Maybe I just grew up playing those type of games when I saw the album, like, oh, I remember those. So it's a little bit of a nostalgia for the crawler adventure, the Konami type games. Like, oh yeah, I remember those. Those are cool.
Yeah, in fact, we played the X-Men and the Avengers. There's a place here in our area called Free Play, where you pay like $15 or $20 to get in, and then all the games are free. And it's all like old vintage video. So like pinball games, and like the Simpsons side-scroller games, the Ninja Turtle ones, But yeah. My brother and I sat there and played through the Avengers one, and then we played through the X-Men one too. So,
yeah.
Just because. Yeah. Why not? Because it's free. You just hit the, oh, I died. Let's start again. Hit the continue button. We'll keep moving.
I thought it was interesting. The that flashback where with Magneto or Eric getting the flashbacks of him in the concentration camp and during the whole Holocaust, and then basically using a whip, which would have been used. I mean, that whole image right there, and the fact that during the original X-Men animated series, they never fully went and said that he was in the Holocaust. They always said his parents were in a war. His parents, you know, they never said. Yeah. This time it was like full on. You saw the Star of David on the shirt.
Well, and really, and that was really touched on too in the first movie, because that was the big. In fact, I think that opened the movie, if I'm not mistaken.
It did, yeah, it did. Yeah.
So that was, I mean, that was really. So now that they've kind of tied that with everything, it's like, okay, we can mash this together and make it work, kind of thing. And especially since
I just rewatched.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just gonna say I just rewatched it last week. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
still holds up.
Yeah, it does. So,
it's better than X-Men 3. I'll say that. And definitely
better than a lot of X-Men. Yeah,
better than Dark Phoenix.
Ooh.
Better than Origins.
To me, Origins had its moments.
Are you talking X-Men, the Wolverine Origins?
Yeah,
that one. That did. That still has one of my favorite funniest scenes is them in the elevator going up when the general turns to Wade and says, "Do you ever shut up?" Not while I'm awake.
Yeah,
because I say that about my daughter all the time now. Do you ever shut up? Not while she's awake. She's
awake.
Yep. Hi, Ro.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey. Your Scuttlebutt podcast is on. Oh,
I know them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just had their 5-year anniversary.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, happy anniversary.
We're coming up on our 7th anniversary, by the way.
I don't even know where we are.
Awesome.
I don't know.
I'd have to look. I know it was January. It was WandaVision. We kicked off for WandaVision.
We kicked off
this show for WandaVision and the other years? One for Book of Boba Fett.
Almost 2.5.
Wow.
2 years and some change.
Yeah, something like that.
We started before there was even any shows.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So what was the thing with... I don't even know which one it was, Madeline or Jean. I don't know. She was getting like blasted in the forehead.
She was getting some sort of psychic something happening, like whether it's a premonition or something like that, something was going to happen.
And
it was pretty powerful, made her nose bleed.
Yeah.
I think it probably had to do with the fact that that Cable was there, because that happened right before Cable showed up.
Yeah.
So, look at this.
It makes sense that they have a...
Do you think Cyclops will end up dating the White Queen, Emma Frost? And a shout out from the... Well, hello, Philippines. Good to have you.
Hello. Awesome.
I mean, it happened in the comics.
She was on the council, right? That was her.
Yeah, both the White Queen and the Black King were both members, two members of the Hellfire Club, were both on it. And in the comics, they do date, her and Scott doing, because they end up running the school together.
Scott's a jerk.
I've been saying that this whole time. He's an asshole.
Right. Debbie's like, you're finally catching up. Good job.
Y'all slow.
Well, down here in the South, you know.
Yeah. All that biscuits and gravy, you know.
Biscuits and gravy. So did Magneto die? Because it really didn't show him. It showed him.
I don't think he did, because it's showing him in the mid-season trailer. It's showing him. So I definitely think he. I don't think he did. I think they're gonna have something because he was in the trailer.
There was nobody. Nobody seen. Nobody, the only body. Yes. Yeah.
Although I will say that wasn't for me. That was another. Hearing him tell Leech not to be, don't be afraid, and in German, that was the one that got me. That's like, oh, you know. And the fact that during this whole season, at least for me, I don't know about you guys, but since they brought him in and had him be the leader, I was just waiting for that moment to turn where he's going to turn again, where something was going to happen. He's going to be like, nope, we can't trust these humans.
And this might be it.
This might be it.
This might be the turning point right here.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it just seems so weird. First of all, it seems so weird having him be so, with such luscious hair. I mean, I'm like, what? When did Magneto get hot? When did this happen?
No.
Yeah.
But yes, then the what you call it show up and start. We got Magneto identified as an Omega level threat.
Yeah.
And of course, Rogue tries to save him. Gambit stops her, says.
Well, Magneto stops her, really.
Yeah.
Because Magneto is the one who puts the iron around and like puts everything around her. And then
I love the way that they did that too. When everything started exploding and it was just, you know, you had the sound where the sound stops and it's like, and
yeah, that was cool. Like when the Sentinels first come in.
Yeah.
That is almost that few seconds of confusion of, what's, you don't know what's going on
exactly,
you know, from Rogue's point of view. Yeah.
And the Sentinels attack. Did you notice that when the Sentinels attacked, they either hit them with a green blast or a red blast? And I'm guessing that was just depending on what threat level they saw the mutant as.
Maybe, yeah.
So, you know, Magneto, of course, got the green blast because that's the Omega level. And then you've got, look at this guy right here. And we don't need to waste the green on him. Let's just shoot him with the red. He'll be fine.
Yeah. And how some would get hit by, I don't know if it was because they're getting hit directly by the beam, but some it just seemed to knock down. Like when they hit Kurt when he was saving them, it just kind of seemed to knock him out, but then others were be hit and they just seemed to disintegrate.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because it was a direct hit and the other ones were just kind of like off to the side.
Well, Hassan, we do a live program on Monday nights, on Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights, and Saturday nights actually. I know Mondays and Thursdays are 8:30 Central Standard Time, so right in this hour that you're in right now, this is a lot. You're on live right now. Look at you go. You're on live. The best thing to do is go to our YouTube page, Geek News Now Official, and click the like and subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications, because that'll alert you every time we go live. But I know there's at least four nights a week that we are live, so Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So there you go. Just to answer your question. And we'll remind you of that before the show's over with. So you're good. Let me think. Then you get Gambit. I don't know why Gambit just didn't do what he did initially. You know, he can touch anything. So yeah, just run up and go touch the thing, charge it, and explode it. You don't have to get stabbed.
It's still made for good cinema, though.
I guess.
Yeah. you had to have that moment of sacrifice, I guess. I don't know.
And then there's Scott watching everything unfold on the news. How many? How many? What do you
care? Why is it he's never where he's needed? Never.
He wasn't invited. Yeah. Only Magneto and Rogue were invited, and Remy just kind of tagged along.
Yeah.
So.
Why? Because he was an ass. They didn't invite him.
So, let me ask you this, Debbie. Who do you dislike more, Karen or Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's man, the that's ultimate question right there.
Karen, that's a toss-up. If you don't know, John, Karen is the character from when we're not doing X-Men, we're working through the Daredevil seasons, the Netflix series. And yeah. Debbie is not a fan of the character of Kevin. Karen. Karen.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for subscribing.
Oh, yay. Woo!
Yay.
Thank Woo! You.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, so I don't like Karen. I don't like Psycho.
Psycho, yeah. Debbie's just...
Any season of Karen I don't like.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, we won't know until Born Again comes out, but...
If Karen had had a 2-second cameo in No Way Home, Debbie would not like No Way Home.
No, that's not true. I love Daredevil. I just don't like her because she's always doing stupid shit to get people in trouble or killed. Just don't like her. We'll see if she redeems herself in the upcoming season.
Yep. And of course, my hopes
are not high for that.
You can look forward to that when that season drops. We'll watch it here on MCU Monday. We'll be here to talk about it. Everything will be hunky-dory. But yes, so Gambit self-sacrifices himself to stop the purge of the...
mutants.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess... They had everybody lined up. I'm going to guess that... Some of those were dead.
Kind of look like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurt, okay, what are your thoughts on Kurt being reintroduced?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like Nightcrawler.
I do too. I love the fact that they still kept the religious, being very religious, that whole aspect, the thick German accent. I was like, okay, this is classic Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah. See, it was fun also seeing just some of the background mutants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing Multiple Man.
Emma Frost again. Dazzler. One of those.
Yeah. Well, even just the ones that were just in the background, like Dazzler was just in the background. Multiple Man was there. That one dude that had the organs and everything, you could see right through him. I don't know. Like, why not?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, have him in there.
Definitely cool. Definitely cool. But yes, very, very emotional. The ending was...
Oh.
So the very ending, you had Rogue holding Gambit. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. And then it rolls into the credits, but you don't have the
theme.
You've got the theme, but it's like the real slow piano play. Like
it's a very somber theme.
Yeah.
Now, did that image of Rogue holding him? Did that give you Death of Superman vibes? Because that looked looked like Death of Superman.
It really honestly did.
I was like, and was that something they went for on purpose? That image right there. Because I watched that. I've seen it a few times. Like, that looks, that's very Death of Superman.
Because, and the original X-Men, that was taking place while the death of Superman, when that comic book came out, that show was happening. So I don't know. I'm anxious to see how they move forward. And I'm wondering, you know, Charles gets assassinated at the very beginning of this one, and there's not a whole lot of fallout from that. But now we've got...
He's not dead. Sorry.
Yeah, of course not. Nobody's dead. Everybody's going to come back. Oh, for crying out loud, I don't care. I just got... Okay.
You don't care about us?
Did we get dinged?
No, my ad blocker popped up for some reason. I don't know why.
It's like, we
blocked ads. Woo! I don't care. Is he here? Thought about Vision and Scarlet Witch. Yeah.
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 That's like that meme I saw. What does Daredevil and the Scarlet Witch have in common?
No vision.
They both dress in red. Neither one of them has vision.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can laugh to that.
Woo! Oh, my sides. They're splitting.
Wow.
Okay. Debbie, did we miss anything?
No.
Good. We'll end on a high note then. Yeah. This episode ended kind of down.
A high note.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hilarious. That's comic gold, and you know it. What do we got? Shameless plugs, Debbie. What do we got?
Tuesday night, tomorrow night, we have the Sith Dominion. We are finishing up our series on the sequels reimagined if they were done as legends or the expanded universe. So it'll be episode 9, Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. Thursday is Cantina Happy Hour. Continue with Bad Batch. Friday, I'll be on the Geek Gauntlet The Geek and I for Star Trek, the original series. And then Saturday is the Geek Gauntlet, and they cover everything. And then I'm going to have John tell you about Wednesdays.
Yes, John, tell us. What is your shameless plugs?
Wednesdays is War of the Stars, a Star Wars podcast. We are going through right now, currently, Bad Batch also. We're coming up at the end of this month. In fact, the 30th is going to be our 7th anniversary. It's 27th is actually the anniversary, but we're going to be recording it. So that Wednesday of that week will be our 30th anniversary show. We have a bunch of special guests coming on, from our show's past. And everyone here is welcome to be on too. It's open for anyone who wants to be on. And then Sundays is the return of Star Wars Through the Eyes of a Child. For those of you who don't know, myself and my daughter Lily are going through the Clone Wars, watching them in chronological order, and then we're discussing them after we watch them and kind of getting.
This is the animated series, right?
The animated, yes, the Cartoon Network, not the original, not the short,
not the micro series.
Which, by the way, this is just my own hot take. I could not stand that series.
I did not like it.
Yeah. I didn't like the animation style. I didn't like the animation style. I know a lot of people said
Andrew's going to close off his camera now.
Yeah, exactly.
You have offended Andrew.
I'm anonymous now.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing.
I didn't like the animation style. That was my big thing. I mean, a lot of people would say like, oh, it was like Samurai Jack. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Samurai Jack either.
Oh,
we're talking about.
I just don't like. It's more the end. He's gone.
There he goes again. You offended him again.
I know. I'm sorry. It was more just the style, animation style.
We're talking about the micro series grown.
Yeah.
Grown eggy. Can I say just gag? Gag. Yeah. It would just be so much easier. You
like the plug? I would be happy to plug your show. Tell us about your show. What you got? While we're waiting on him to reply, Andrew, what do you got? Shameless plugs. What do you have?
I'll be back Thursday for Cantina Happy Hour.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure. I promise. I'm sure. We've got our internet improved, so I don't really have to worry about that as much anymore. So,
sure.
Yeah, I promise.
Until your mom gets on Fortnite.
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to see. Can you just type it out? Actually, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you can just type it out, tell me the name of the show, and then what I'll do is I'll send you I can get with you sometime later this week, and we can get you on either next week or, shoot, we can get you on Thursday night if you want to. And come on, Cantina, and definitely plug your show. We'd love to have you on.
My book club is we're reading The Martian right now. So
okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Really quick, I know we don't have time to watch it, but did any of you guys see the teaser for the Fantastic Four?
I didn't know there was a teaser for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I didn't know there was one.
There was a teaser out. I will say this:
everyone they haven't even filmed it yet.
It looked real. Unless it was a really, 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 really good fan made trailer. It looked real.
Huh.
But I will say this: I still do not buy Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic.
Why not? He was the Mandalorian.
Yeah, and he's great, but he's not Reed Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that.
I'm holding my opinion because I love Pedro, and I was really confused by this casting.
I love Pedro too, but to me, and maybe it was a casting, maybe it was the thing with the studio, but to me, John Krasinski was the perfect Mr. Fantastic. Like seeing him in the last
Multiverse of Madness.
Seeing that, I'm like, there's your Reed Richards right there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know why Marvel did that. That was just so odd and weird
to tease
the fans and then
take him away,
kind of shit on them.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, just the little teaser that they showed. I do like the fact that it looks like it's set in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So it's gonna be, I like that, you know, keep it kind of separate from everything else. It looks like
from what I know, I think the first half of the movie is the 60s, and then I think they bring him in to, I think their universe gets destroyed in like the second half, and they come over. I think so. From early, I mean, like I know they haven't filmed anything yet, but that's what I've heard.
So Hassan says, is it possible that Magneto, who's leading the X-Men now, is his clone Joseph? Just curious. It's a thought. The problem with that is, and I know we were kind of laughing about it, you start throwing clones of everybody around, and then you don't know who's who, and you run into a whole multiverse of madness kind of thing, to where it's like, well, what's real? What isn't real? Mm-hmm. Oh, who's a Skrull? Who's not a Skrull? It's just...
I was going to say, it's like Marvel's...
You're right.
Marvel's version of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grony Geek says, we have a show called Mount Geekmore, a show called Their IP, and we have a weekly watch group for reviews, and last Wednesday of every month is our live show called Weigh In Wednesday. So, I'm going to guess we have to go to Grony Geeks on YouTube. Just search that up. If not, search up the name of one of these shows, Mount Geekmore, their IP, Weigh In Wednesday, something like that. And
I will check them out when I'm at work tomorrow, because I usually watch podcasts while I'm at work doing paperwork. So I will check out.
It's okay. I think it'll be okay to call them GAG because their profile picture is GAG.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Because I get tongue tied, so me having to say three or four more words at a time is, yeah.
Delix NB, I wouldn't mind a Gambit clone because they did him dirty in the last episode.
Is that Janae?
Is
that Janae?
I think so. Is that you, Janae?
Isn't she one of the
clone?
Or a clone of Janae.
Or is it a clone? We don't know.
We don't know. Or she's somebody from a different multiverse.
Yeah.
Hi, Janae. How are you? Grown A Geeks also has a Facebook group as well. So we will go check them out.
Yes.
And like I said, if you want to shoot me a note, go to our Facebook page, and you want to shoot me a note, and you want to be on the show, I will be more than happy to get you on so you can plug away all you want to. Well, folks, that is going to be it for us tonight. Hope everyone had a great, great night. It was an awesome show. We're glad you joined us here. Don't forget to check out all of our socials. Watch the cat. She's right above Debbie.
Gargle.
See, check out all of our socials. Check out Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the whole gambit, if I may. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we do go live. We will see you all next week here on MCU Mondays. Y'all all have an awesome, awesome week. Bye.